So please welcome on the phone this morning Yeovil's very own actress Sarah Parrish. Morning, Sarah.
Hi, Blue Eyes. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, I've got to get started with a couple of congratulations, really, for you. I mean, you got married fairly recently, December, that's right?
Got married on December the 15th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And more good news from the Parrish household recently, then.
I'm expecting a baby as well. I don't waste any time, do I, Neil?
You do not, do you? I won't check dates and ask you how far pregnant you are. That's not important.
That would be rude.
That would be very rude of me. I'm not going to do that. So congratulations on that. Well done.
Thank you.
And just looking through, obviously, your career, you're born in Yeovil. We all know that. So it's nice to have you back on the radio in this area.
Thank you.
And I'm just looking through your bio. I obviously know a lot about you. I know all the, you know, the most of the shows you're in. The one thing I didn't know, though, that you were one of the Boddington girls.
I was. I was one of the original Boddington's adverts. You remember, the first one was, it looked like it was face cream.
Yes.
The second one looked like a Cornetto advert, and the third one looked like a suntan lotion advert. And that was me. The catch line was, give us another rub down without chip fat.
There you go. How could I forget? Who could forget that? Just one quick question on that. Do you actually like beer? Do you drink beer?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
You can, no, you can, because Peter Kay advertised John Smith for years. He doesn't drink, he's teetotal, so if you don't, you can say that.
Well,
fine.
I do. I mean, I like a good drink like the rest of us, but Boddington's, I used to like Boddington's, but they got me to drink. I drank about 84 pints of Boddington's while I was recording that advert. It was
wow,
in Miami.
What a job.
I know, you'd have loved it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I was on a beach. It was absolutely boiling hot. And the client insisted that I drink the real thing. They always do, because it has to look absolutely perfect. And we did. We must have done about 60 takes. I was absolutely plastered by the end of the filming.
Were you purposely making mistakes by the end, thinking, let's get some more beer in? Right, you say you were away in Miami, so obviously with work, you travel a lot. So let's come back onto what we're here to talk about today, obviously. Yeah, staying in contact with people.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult in this day and age. We're very busy people. It's hard sometimes keeping in contact. Why do you think we still seem to lose touch with people that, you know, we should speak to more often then?
Well, I think in this day and age, it's become increasingly harder to keep in touch with people because we're given so many other options, aren't we? You've got Facebook, you've got YouTube, you've got your computer, you can email, you can text. We've sort of lost the art of conversation. Now, BT are giving away now free weekend calls, which I think, I mean, for someone like me, it's an absolute godsend because I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to hear what they're up to. I don't want to write to them. I don't want to text them. I want to hear them. So this free weekend call, I think, is fantastic. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to ring up and join. You don't have to get on your computer and fill in a form. If you are a BT member, you automatically get these free calls. So I think it's a wonderful thing.
You had to ring three people this weekend, say. I mean, who would you want to contact? Who would you really be calling?
Oh, well, obviously, first of all, I'd be calling my mum, Thelma, in Yeovil.
Well, you could just say hello. Save yourself a phone call now.
Yeah, I know. She'd definitely get one of the calls. I would probably use them to catch up with people that I haven't seen for a while. I mean, I went to Yeovil College. I did my A-levels at Yeovil College, and I had a great group of friends there. Since I've started my acting career, we've lost touch, as you do. You know, you meet other people, you move on, you get married, you have children. It would be nice to reconnect with people using those calls. But if I don't do that, you know, I've got my cutting it girls that I'll speak to. Somebody like me, you get me on the phone, you won't get me off. I won't stop talking. So, you know, it could be anybody. Could be anybody out there that I'll call.
Better grab a phone book and just start dialing some numbers when you're a bit bored, just to chat to people.
Don't joke about it. I probably would. I'm a bit of a chatter. You know, once I get started, I won't stop.
You're obviously on TV at the moment as well in Mistresses. Let's just talk about that quickly.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. That was good fun, mate. It looks like, an interesting show to act in, shall we say.
It was terrific fun, actually. We filmed it down in Bristol. My brother lives in Bristol, so it was lovely to go back down there again. Three lovely girls to work with. A fantastic show. We've had the most amazing response from it. We never expected that it would go down this well. I've got great viewing figures, good reviews, so we're hoping for a second series.
I was going to say, is that, you know, second series on the cards?
It would be lovely to do it again. It really would. It was a lovely experience. We all got on very well. And it's a terrific show, so yeah, I'd love to do it again.
So we all need to write to the BBC and demand a second series then, basically?
Yeah, get on the phones now. Do it the weekend, it's free. I was going to ask you, Neil, actually, whether you were going to enter the Iron Man at Sherborne.
Not this year, I don't think. You know what, I can do it. I've watched it the last 3 years. And I'm always amazed by the people that, you know, all sorts of shapes and sizes of people do it. And I'm impressed a bit, but I just couldn't do it. I mean, I'm a rubbish swimmer for starters.
Yeah.
And the 2 mile swim, you know, starting at about 6 o'clock in freezing cold Sherborne Castle Lake, that's not my idea of a good start to a Sunday morning, to be
that's
fair.
Not a good start to Sunday morning. It sounds like a nightmare, I'm not surprised.
Exactly, and it would take me the whole day to do the swim, so rubbish. I could probably do the running. Oh, no, I reckon I could run the marathon, but that's about it, really. So,
but no, you're not doing it this year.
Not this year. I duck out. What I usually do is we try and find a Live FM listener to do it, and I just sort of, you know, chat to them, support them, and cheer them on. I find that a lot more therapeutic, for a lot easier for me as well.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, Sarah Parrish, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All the best with everything you do.
Thank you very much.
And of course, you know, next time you're close to the area, feel free to pop in if you're
back
in.
I'll pop in and we'll have a chat.
Pop in and say hello, yeah, definitely.